We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. Today is March 15th, and Michigan State has just fallen to Purdue in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament. 67-62, the Boilermakers took down the Spartans. It was definitely an interesting game. You know, there's a lot of talk on Twitter throughout the game about the officiating, not even from just MSU people. I was seeing it from national accounts and stuff like that. But definitely a very entertaining game. It was a fun one. The Spartans, I thought, looked strong and, you know, gave Purdue a great fight all the way till the end, although they weren't able to come away with it. Johnny, what were your thoughts on the game and what did you see in the Spartans' loss?
Yeah, obviously, you know, tough loss, right? Kind of had to fight our way to get back into that game, right? Kind of felt like it stayed around that eight mark for a while in that second half and then finally broke through. But I think you got to be proud of the guys. Definitely that energy, you know, whether they have it sometimes they don't, but in March, they brought it today. Definitely AJ, you know, all the guys, really. Mahdi, in the short amount of time he played, right? You saw the energy. Wish we get that all the time. But no, but just seeing that type of work, right, the effort, them just the caring, right? You see it and everything goes out the window because these guys, they can play. And again, you showed one other loss to Purdue. It's close, but yeah, that's, again, one of the best teams in the country. And you're showing, you know, you're right there and you're not scared of anyone. And I think you come away, like, looking forward, like, ready for Sunday, ready for to see that, you know, where you land and, you know, ready to start going, you know, gearing up for whoever that is.
Yeah, so with the win yesterday, I think we're all kind of in the same spot with Michigan State. Not really on the bubble. It doesn't feel like they're going to be – it doesn't feel like it's going to be a question whether or not they'll be in the tournament on Sunday. It's just more of a matter of where they'll be playing and who. I definitely was proud of the guys. I thought they looked good, and it's definitely good momentum for going into the NCAA tournament coming off of a loss, about as good as you could feel coming off of a loss. You touched on it, definitely. The energy tonight or this afternoon was off the charts. You know, from the start, they kind of got down again. Not necessarily the best start for Michigan State again, although defensively they were awesome in the first half and throughout the game. I mean, holding Purdue to 67 points is no small feat. So, yeah, I thought the energy was there and it was definitely a great sign. And we've talked about it all season when AJ showing the energy and feeling it and his contribution goes so much deeper and he can be such a leader and kind of a rock for people on the court. And I thought you could definitely tell today from AJ that he, you know, this one cared and things got a little chippy between the two teams at a few different points. Fletcher Lawyer threw the ball at Malik's foot. And then Trey kind of took exception to that and was talking over him. And then Edie came over and little Trey Holloman, well, not little, he's way bigger than me, but he looked right into Zach Edey's face, and he just said, "What?"
Yeah, he wasn't back. He wasn't backing down.
He was not backing down to anyone. So that's obviously the kind of fight you love to see going in to March for Michigan State. So definitely a positive there coming out of the loss.
Yeah, definitely. Right, you saw that energy off the bench. Trey, it's just been great the past couple. You know, yesterday he was great. We talked about that. You're just like not backing down to Edie, right? Edie comes over to him, almost gives him a little forearm, and Trey goes nowhere, almost stares at him, right? He says, "You're not bothering me." But, you know, it's tough, right? You lose a game like that, you know, shots, right? Again, It's hard to win a game. You know, 4 of 18 from three. Again, it's tough. Like Aitken's another, you know, again, it's hot or cold for him, right? 2 of 11. Tyson, 6 of 18. You know, when those are our shooters, right? Yeah, it's not easy to win. But I think that shows you how we can overcome that to stay in these games, right? And it just comes down to AJ, like you said, leading, right? 10 assists, right? I'm not sure when the last time he hit double-digit assists. But yeah, and it's seeing like I also like to see the confidence in Booker late in the game, right? That's three that almost went down.
Halfway down
I was
is
jumping out of
brutal.
my seat, but I think that's a great thing to see, right? The confidence in him to have him in a game that's, you know, you need a three, you're down with a, you know, a minute left in the game. I mean, that's great. Again, you got what we wanted from our guys in terms of effort. Obviously, maybe a little bit better execution, but
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Can't get mad at that.
Yeah, so I kind of alluded to it at the start. There was a lot of talk on Twitter during the game about the officiating. I tweeted at the end of the first half that I thought Michigan State's shot making or lack thereof was actually a bigger problem. They were getting a lot of really good looks against Purdue today, and there's just a lot of good looks that didn't go down, and sometimes that's just really what it comes down to. We can get into the officiating a little bit here. I didn't think it was great. But you know, it never is when Purdue's playing. It's just difficult to officiate a 7'4" center who's 300 pounds. But yeah, the one that sticks out, and we talked about it right before we started recording, was Lance Jones or Tyson Walker gets called for a charge, and it's his fourth foul late in the second half. And Lance Jones is almost half of his foot, or almost his entire foot, was in the restricted area. And that you said it before, that just can't happen. That's not a subjective call made by an official. It's an easy call. You know, everyone I was with watching the game, we saw it live, and that it was just, I don't know. It's definitely going to be interesting to see when Purdue gets officiated by someone outside of Big Ten officials. But I also definitely believe that the difference today for the Spartans was they missed a lot of really good looks. And if they, you know, if they hit a few more open shots, definitely would have been a different game at the end there.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The first half, whatever you want to put it, the looks were there, right? Aitken's from three, Walker, right? You got what you wanted. They don't go down. They don't go down, right? We a lot of questionable calls. Obviously, I thought Walker's, I think it was third foul at the end of the half. Lance Jones drew the offensive foul, and then the other one on Hall, another
Yeah.
debatable one. But again, like you said, the one at the end of the game, right? It's a 4-point game. Tyson drives. That's an and one. You know, he made it. Instead, it's going the other way when his foot's in the restricted area. Again, not much you can do. And then you know, you could argue Edie, it's tough. Again, like you said, you can't guard 7'4", 300 pounds. And you know, we'll see. The only foul I think he had the game was the technical, which, again, I would have thought he would get one offensive foul, maybe just one.
At least one, like one,
I don't
not
know.
even
That's what
one.
I was asking for to give. Just one. Like I feel like. Again, it's hard, but he gets his elbows so high above guys that are like 6'10". And when he's putting them above like Mahdi's shoulder, it's like, I don't know how you could guard him. Because then Mahdi can't even go up. If his arm's above his, he's keeping him down. And it's, you know, it's over. He's got you right where he wants you. So,
Yeah, I mean,
but that's that.
Even in football, they protect the head and neck area, but not with Zach Edey. He gets those elbows up. Hey, that's just how it is. I mean, that's just his size. And like, on the same side of that token, I don't know, like, what can Edey do? Like, is he not?
No,
Is he just supposed
exactly.
to,
It's
like, I, you know? So it's
no,
tough.
you can't win. You
It's
can't win.
tough. It's tough. But I think definitely Big Ten fans that are not are fans of any team in the Big Ten besides Purdue will be excited next season as Zach Edey is leaving
Gone.
Purdue and will be gone. But yeah, it was a good win yesterday for the Spartans, over Minnesota. I had a brain fart. And I think they're looking good. I think the vibes in the locker room are probably pretty good, going into the tournament. You just have to hope that they can, come back out with that same energy and, not allow it to hinder them from making shots because, I said it before, I'll say it again. That's what today came down to was Michigan State's inability to make open shots.
Yeah, I think you we saw right Aiken struggle, and there was one time right he had a chance to shoot, didn't, drove, then took a mid-range shot, and immediately Izzo pulls him, right, and he gets right in his face to, basically telling you can't pass them up no matter what, right, and he puts him right back in the game. It's just to show him that no matter what, you could be 10 for 10, 0 for 10, you can't go away from yourself, and it sucks. He finished 2 of 11, but you know what? If you stay with that confidence, next game on Thursday or Friday, it might be 5 of 7, right? It's just for him, he's our sharpshooter, right? Or, he's the one who's getting those kickout looks for three, or you dish it, right? Catch and shoot. I've said that all year long. He's got to be that guy and take those shots because you need someone to do that, right? You can't just be all inside and ISO, right? So he has to continue getting those looks and shooting them. Obviously, it was great to see Trey knock a couple down, right? He's been so consistent at that. And again, like Hogard Walker, right? These guys are going to bring it Thursday, Friday. Hopefully, they could keep that energy going, right? Wait, I think they will. I think they'll be ready to go, but only time will tell.
Yeah, I'm expecting Izzo to have the guys ready, but as you said, only time will tell. And yeah, I obviously looking forward a lot to Sunday and the rest of this week. Conference tournament week has been awesome. I don't know if you've seen the A10 at all, but the semifinals, it's like
It
five
was,
versus
I
nine
was,
and eight.
yeah.
Like there's all 1 through 4 all lost.
Yeah, it was actually, I
Crazy.
was watching, I kept checking in on them, and it was stunk to see Loyola Chicago go out with Valentine. I was rooting for them. But then you saw them go out, and then obviously Dayton and Richmond. It's just like, whoa. So that went from, that would be a kind of a bid thief there. But yeah, I mean, that's March. This is, as college basketball fans, we root for things like that. And obviously, come Sunday, it's go time. A lot of teams, luckily, it shouldn't be any worry for us, but those teams right on that last four and first four out will be sweating it out. And that's the beauty of it. So I'm just excited for it.
Yeah, I cannot wait to have a bracket in my hands, stare at an empty bracket, and over the course of Sunday through Wednesday, make countless changes to my bracket. Look at KenPom for countless hours, Torvik ratings, everything. But yeah, I don't have anything else. Are you all good, Johnny?
No, I think we covered again. Gotta praise the effort of the guys. And I just think like you said, I think it's just gonna have these guys ready to go no matter, whatever we are, right? I think we probably end up on the 10 line. That'd be my guess, right at the top of it.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Could they end up on the back of the 9, which I don't know if we want.
I don't think so.
I don't think we want that, right? You basically have a, because you can't play Purdue, right? If you're an 8 or 9 in that second round, so it'd be, Houston, UConn, or probably North Carolina with Tennessee
Yeah.
getting, unless they come back. I don't know. They were
Yeah.
down 20 at half.
South
Remember,
Carolina going into the Vols today.
we're recording it right now, so who knows? But again, whatever it lands on, right, if we're an 8, 9 or 10, you get a good 7 or 8, and it's March. You let your guys go. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, definitely a lot of things to be excited for, obviously, with Michigan State seemingly into the tournament. So, yeah, we'll wrap things up there. Go follow us on Twitter. Go follow Field of 68. Yeah, we'll be back again on, sometime early next week to talk about the draw for Michigan State matchup and all the good stuff for March. So get ready. The NCAA tournament just around the corner, week away. Can't wait. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.